Travel Tuesdays with Elise Corey on KSRO.
Good afternoon and welcome to Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO. I am Michelle Marquis along with Elise Corey. Elise is the owner of TravelWise, the only virtuoso travel agency that's here in the North Bay. And we're excited to go on our trip to Italy. We're still excited to go on our trip to Italy. Yes. And we do want to talk to you. We want to be practical. Everybody should be thinking rationally about things. And in the news, we're seeing it all over the place, a lot of times in a non-rational manner. We are seeing a lot of news about the coronavirus, COVID-19.
Yeah.
And It's taking up a lot of information because people are confused. People don't know. A lot of misinformation is spreading around. People tend to make decisions based on fear. And we want to give you information that will allow you to make decisions based on rational facts. So that's what we're here to talk about today. And also our continued love of travel. This does not mean the end of traveling anywhere. This is a blip. And it's probably going to be an old news cycle before we know it. So we just wanted to talk about this rationally.
Well, you know, a lot of what we're hearing, of course, is, you know, media. And I have to say, I'm on radio, so it is media.
Yep.
But tragedy, sadness, bad things sell. If it was all hunky-dory and everybody was sitting around singing songs at a campfire, you'd be bored.
Right.
You wouldn't watch the TV. You wouldn't listen to the news. And not to make light of what's going on, but it's not all doom and gloom. And we're, you know, I think people are making a lot. This is all my opinion. Mm-hmm. This is not from anyone who said, but I do think people are making a lot more out of it. Because if we look at it from a cruise line tour company airline point of view, they're not going to take the chance of taking you to a destination that is not safe.
Right.
I mean, they would be sued. I don't know how many millions of people. Too many things. They'd be out of business before they even woke up the next morning. So they're not going to endanger you. I've talked to, you know, and I'm getting tons of email every day. I'm getting to the point of just deleting half of it from cruise lines, from tour companies, mm-hmm. from airlines saying, here are the flights that we have canceled, but we're still operating these.
Okay.
You know, if they're being a little bit more, should I say, a little lenient right now, if you're traveling in the next week or two or three.
Mm-hmm.
But talking about traveling in August and thinking about canceling your trip, you're jumping the gun.
Right.
Personally, I think it's too soon to really tell. You know, I've talked to one tour company and they said, look, we're still running our trips. We're obviously not going to endanger our guests. Why would someone think we would take that chance? It's our employees. It's our reputation that's on the line. Why would they do that? And, you know, a lot of people get worried about this, and it's something to be concerned. Yeah, I mean, I'm washing my hands more.
Sure, we all should.
I didn't realize that we touch our face that much, but now I'm trying to be conscious of that and see how many times I do.
Exactly.
Touch
they,
my face.
They say like in an hour, it's like 15 to 20 times you touch your face, which is crazy.
I don't think I do that either, but you know,
I just did. Oh my gosh.
Everyone should be, you know, the cruise lines, tour companies, they are being a little bit more flexible, let's say, on changing travel plans. The one, I'm sorry to say, the one area of travel that I think is not being lenient are the travel insurance companies.
Mm-hmm.
Because just think, if everyone canceled just because, they'd be, you know, probably out of business.
Sure.
I just think about it. So I think they're the ones who have set their foot and not moving and not being flexible at all. The travel insurance. Plus, most of the travel insurance doesn't cover, illnesses. And first of all, this is not a pandemic.
Nope.
A pandemic means you can't go anywhere. It's world global, and that is not true. So everyone using the words pandemic, epidemic, no. I mean, you have to, certain areas are, you can't travel. Mm-hmm. And then we look at beautiful Italy, and it's two areas in Italy, the right. northern part of Italy. Italy is not, you know, the whole part of Italy is not contagious. It's Veneto and Lombardy regions only.
Right.
That it is, you know, so you got to listen to, you know, you got to really read the fine print and really do some research. Unfortunately, we've been thrown into this pretty much so.
We have, yes. And it is very easy, as I said at the top of the show, it's very easy to listen to the media. If it bleeds, it leads, that sort of thing. You know, it's more exciting to have those headlines. And so you click on them or you listen to them or you tune in to things that are sensational. And it's not just in this situation. It happens all right. the time. I do remember during the last fires with the Kincade fires being just shocked at even San Francisco media and how they were sensationalizing what was happening to us here in Sonoma County. So we know the impact of sensationalized news and what it can do to our community, stopping people from coming here, stopping businesses from being open because people are worried about certain things. So we do just have to think about what's going on in our world, regardless of whether it's this COVID-19 or whatever situation it might be, with a rational mind and do just a tiny bit of research, just a tiny bit. Go to the World Health Organization's website right. and see what their mm-hmm. recommendations are. And, you know, that's a rational, non-politicized government, not government body that you could look at, the World Health Organization, and look at their recommendations.
You know, that's very true, because when the fires were here, everybody thought that we burned down. There's right. no more wine country. You can't get wine anymore. How am I going to get my wine? You know,
right.
They thought that Sonoma and Napa were burnt to the ground. And, mm-hmm. you know, it was a small, it was devastating, and we all know that, but mostly because our local friends and families were right. affected, and our businesses. So you have to realize that a lot of what you hear, take it with a grain of salt. Mm-hmm. Listen to it, you right. know, but make your own judgment,
right.
you know, on it. I've been getting, you know, all kinds of information, as you can imagine, from tour companies, and I have a favorite one because it's a cartoon, and you know, right. we can use
nice
a little laughter.
And,
I mean, it's been crazy. You know, just to a few things that they said, is it really weaker than the flu? Okay. And this is the information I received. It says there are an estimated 1 billion cases of the flu worldwide, where there are approximately 90,000 cases of COVID-19 worldwide.
Right.
In most cases, you have a higher chance of encountering someone with the flu than COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
And the flu has over a billion. So if you want to do a death count, so far as of yesterday, 3,085 for COVID-19, 646,000 for the flu.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So keep that in mind. I mean, certainly any deaths from flu, they're sad, whether they're the COVID yes. 19, whether they're from the flu, that's not a fun way to go. But mm-hmm. when you look at these numbers, they are minuscule compared to our regular flu that we deal with every year.
Exactly. And, you know, 95% of all the cases are in China within that, I may pronounce it wrong, the Hubei province. Mm-hmm. And how does it compare to past outbreaks?
Right.
Yeah, the mortality rate, they say, for coronavirus in China is 2% versus SARS in 2003, which was 10%, versus MERS in 2012, which was 34%.
Right.
So, you know, you have to, I mean, things are probably going to spread a little bit, but in the travel business, from people talking, this happens all the time. This, you know, this big buildup, and then something happens. I was told by a doctor that there is already And I don't know, because this is someone that I met and asked how they're dealing with, you know, this. They said that in Israel, there is a vaccination already that they use for animals. But getting it to come here and getting it tested on humans and getting FDA approval is what will delay it coming here. But that's for future outbreaks. But I think, and I'm not saying that. I mean, I wouldn't suggest traveling to China right now. And I mean, there's certain places, or South Korea. I mean, there's certain places where it doesn't make sense to go. But saying that Italy is no good is wrong. It's not. I mean, there's you know, non-essential travel right now. In 3 weeks, it's probably not going to be that way.
Right. And there is something, I'm going to put my news reporter hat on right now. Exactly. To talk to you about a recent news story that I heard on NPR about how weather impacts the spread of COVID-19 and other common cold viruses. Amesh Ajala, who is an infectious disease physician and a senior scholar at the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security, said that COVID-19 seems more akin to the seasonal cold. And up to a third of common colds are caused by coronaviruses. There's different coronaviruses. Like, this one just happens to be COVID-19. Because of this, the change in seasons will likely play a role in how COVID-19 dissipates.
I do think seasonality will play a role. We know that coronaviruses tend to peak in the winter and the spring. As this outbreak unfolds and we approach spring and approach summer, I do think we will see some tapering off of cases as this virus kind of obeys the general rules of coronaviruses.
And then further, Elizabeth McGraw, she directs the Center for Infectious Disease Dynamics at Pennsylvania State University. She says that when we look at colds and how they spread during colder winter months, people tend to cluster together more indoors, and that increases the risk of transmitting colds from one person to the next when people cough and sneeze.
Coronaviruses, like cold and flu viruses, they tend to be associated with winter because of how they are spread. What we know is that they're better at staying afloat when the air is cold and dry, versus when the air is humid and warm, they tend to fall to the ground more quickly, and so it makes transmission harder.
So these are scientists, okay? It's easy to look at Facebook and see all these things on your feed and see that there's a run on, you know, the hand sanitizer, and you can't find it anywhere, and oh no, and people are actually extrapolating, because this came from China, some ridiculous ideas that anyone who is Asian is likely to have this, which is absolutely ridiculous and xenophobic. So there's so much misinformation out there that we just wanted to take some time during the show today to really give you more accurate, rational news for you to make your decisions and base things on reality, not on the sort of hyper fear-mongering kinds of news that's out there. So we're going to take a quick break and be back. You're listening to Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO. Michelle Marquis here. Won't you join me September 3rd on a journey to Tuscany with Colette? Savor a seven-night stay in Montecatini Terme, Italy's famous resort and spa town. Explore incredible rolling hills and vineyards with stops in Siena, Pisa, San Gimignano, and Lucca. We'll visit Florence and step to the front of the line to see the famous Statue of David. We'll get to take a Tuscan cooking class, spend time at a cheese farm, plus taste the most delectable local wines and regional cuisine along the way. All of this in the company of the top tour managers in the business. For over 100 years, Colette has made travel easy and fulfilling. All the details, from arranging flights to meals, hotels, sightseeing, and local experiences, are all taken care of. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. Call TravelWise at 707-935-9493 for more information, or go to ksro.com to learn more.
The Sonoma County Communities and CAL FIRE Firefighters, a collaboration that is working for our communities and is a benefit to the taxpayer. The firefighters of CAL FIRE are proud to work closely with our Sonoma neighbors. The work we have done together to educate our communities on fire risk is resulting in better response times and safer families. Sonoma County is a great place to live, and CAL FIRE firefighters appreciate the opportunity to protect a way of life.
Paid for by CAL FIRE Local 2881 Issues Committee. Mosquito can go from an egg to an adult in less than a week. Dump out containers holding standing water and report mosquito problems to the Marin Sonoma Mosquito and Vector Control District at msmosquito.com.
Catch the action at Graydon. Israel Adesanya begins 2020 by defending his title against Cuban powerhouse Yoel Romero this Saturday, 7 p.m. at Graydon Resort and Casino. It's Travel Tuesdays with Elise Corey on KSRO.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO. I'm Michelle Marquis, and I will be your host on our trip to Italy Spotlight on Tuscany coming up September 3rd through the 11th with Colette. And of course, Elise Corey is the magician behind the scenes, making sure that all of our travel is what we hope for and yet more with TravelWise and, of course, as a virtuoso agent. So let's talk a little bit about insurance, travel insurance.
Well, you know, there's different kinds of travel. Insurance. There's regular just to cover the cost of your trip. Mm-hmm. And then there's cancel for any reason, which means, you know what, I really decided I don't want to go there, or I have a conflict, business conflict, or I don't like the way my hairdresser colored my hair. It's the wrong color as I'm looking at Michelle, who looks beautiful with
my
her
purple
new
hair.
Yes. So I think a lot of that. The cancel for any reason, first of all, if you do take that out with travel insurance, a lot of it you won't be getting back your 100%. You get only about 75% or 50% depending upon the policy.
Okay.
So you figure I'm going to pay, let's say, $7,000 for a trip, and then the cost of the extra travel insurance is another $700 or $800, and then I'm only going to get half of that back. You have to do the numbers. Is it worth it? The travel insurance companies, they do cover you for a covered reason, illness. I would use travel insurance for an illness and take it out to cover pre-existing. Mm-hmm. The cancel for any reason is not one that I personally think is a good value.
Oh, okay.
On that, I think there's reasons you cancel a trip. And you know, and usually if you talk to the tour company and say, hey, you know, this is what happened, and there was supposed to be a wedding, but my cousin has now cancer, and they're moving the wedding up, and, you know, sometimes they're nice about it, but all these changes that the cruise lines are being flexible with and the tour companies, it's not a refund. It's a future travel credit.
Okay.
So it doesn't mean you're getting your money back for your canceled trip in April. It means that they'll let you rebook it for November or for September. Mm-hmm. Because consensus in the travel business is that this will be, you know, probably subsided, the panic in the next month,
right?
Maybe at the most 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're traveling in May, even in mid to late April, I don't think that's my personal opinion, and I have to be careful, but my opinion is this will hopefully blow over.
Right.
You know, like everything else does. And I think the stores have benefited because everybody's buying toilet paper and
water,
paper towels, exactly. and people bought into the fear.
Right.
You know, and maybe I'm the one who's going to need some toilet paper down the road. I don't know. But you can't buy into everything because the media is there to sell. And they sell sometimes, not radio, but mostly.
Oh no, it happens on radio
TV,
too. It happens all over the place.
Fear.
Yeah.
The fear,
sure,
factor is what everybody's buying. You hear either about the virus or about to go out and vote. Now, if it was really that bad, they wouldn't be talking about voting. They wouldn't be talking about anything. They'd only be talking about travel, where you can take cover, how to protect yourself. I mean, so really, I think the most important thing you can do for yourself is to stay with what you're doing. And if it's no good, the company is not going to let you travel.
Right, right. And I'm looking actually at the Colette website,
mm-hmm,
because they, just like any other travel company, are having to address this issue because they do travel to different places that are impacted. And on their website, as of the end of February, they did say that for Italy, they did make the decision to cancel all departures through March 31st. And they will resume on April 1st. So their expectation is that for Italy, as of April 1st, 2020, at this point, things are going back to normal for Italy. So that's what they got.
And it's other companies, too. I called. I have people going in. They're going to England in May. Mm-hmm. And they said, we're running all our trips. And, you know, we have people, they have people on the ground in these countries. They hear different news from a different place that we hear news. Mm-hmm. So they're hearing the BBC's, let's say, version. Or they're hearing, you know, different countries' versions of what's really going on. And if you've ever traveled overseas, you turn on a TV and you get completely different news than we have here.
Right.
And so you have to really take that into consideration. A lot of, you know, the quotes that I was telling you about come from World Health Organization, John Hopkins University, and Harvard Medical School, as well as the CDC.
Right.
So this is a funny one. Receiving mail from China puts you at risk. And the fact is, according to the World Health Organization, coronaviruses do not survive long on objects such as letters or packages.
Right.
And then there's another one. Traveling internationally is dangerous. Due to risk of infection being low in most countries, the World Health Organization has not issued any travel bans due to the coronavirus.
Right. And there's practical things. There's things that we all should know to do to keep ourselves healthy during flu season, during cold season. And we're in winter, although it's been absolutely gorgeous here.
Who would know it's winter?
Beautiful weather, which hopefully is keeping just colds at bay for the most part. But there's things that we all know we should do. Wash your hands, but don't just perfunctionally wash your hands. You need to actually spend some time washing your hands. They say about 20 seconds, so maybe seeing,
the birthday sign. I just went, and I was saying, how long is 20 seconds?
Right.
And it's like, it's longer than you think.
It's longer than you think. And don't forget your thumbs and in between your fingers. Those are places that people, when they're washing their hands too fast, they maybe don't think to get those areas or don't get those areas very well. So, and just regular soap will work. It doesn't have to be antibacterial as long as you're washing your hands with hot soapy water for 20 seconds and you're making sure to get all of your hands. This is sufficient enough to clean your hands.
And then all the skin lotion companies will try selling you products because your hands are so dry because you've rubbed them, bare.
Right.
Another thing, which is not so much you don't hear about a lot, is thoroughly cook your meat and eggs now.
Okay, yeah.
And avoid contact with animals. Like, don't go pet a cow right now. Don't go, fishing and steaks. Be careful. Cook them well. Even if you're a rare, you might want to wait because they think that the virus somehow came from an animal
origin. Okay.
That's just hearsay. You know, it's not fact, but that's what I'm getting from these organizations that I
all
said,
right.
Some of the suggestions. So,
And Elise has talked about this a little bit during the show earlier, too. Just be careful. Don't try to avoid touching your eyes, nose, or mouth, and just be a little bit more conscious about that. I have heard that the face masks really are not useful at all because you tend to actually touch your face more when you're wearing a mask and can make more of a problem.
Another thing for those of you who might be traveling on an airplane, the World Health Organization says an airplane cabin by itself isn't more conducive to spreading infection. The virus is not airborne.
Okay.
It's transmitted by droplets and only lives on surfaces for short periods.
Okay.
So, a lot of the schools have been closed and things like that. They're just scrubbing everything. One suggestion I have, and I always carry them, is take some wipes.
Yeah.
Wipe down your arms, wipe down the table you're going to sit on, things like that, the touch screen, spray something on it, wipe it down and obviously, hopefully on a full plane, you won't be sitting next to someone who's sneezing and coughing. And I always wonder, why don't they screen people and say you can't travel if you're ill?
Yeah, exactly.
To me, I think that's a great thing, to do, but
And maybe while you're on a plane, if you want to bring a mask with you to wear while you're just sitting in your seat, you could do that. That would be fine. But actually, it's funny that you mentioned those wipes, because one of the people who's going on our trip with us to Italy, our Spotlight on Tuscany with Colette, Barb, she's a friend of my mom's and she travels with my mom all the time. She brings wipes with her all the time. And as soon as they get on the plane, before she sits in her seat, she's wiping down the armrest. She's wiping down that little drop down tray. She wipes all of it before she even goes to get settled into her seat to make sure that her area is clean to what she wants it to be.
And, you know, one of my advisors who gave me a great suggestion, he said, you know, because the seat itself, you don't know if somebody touched their nose and touched the seat.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So he said, you know, you can't carry in a bottle, a big bottle. He says, put one of those little plastic spray bottles.
Oh, like 3 ounces
in your
or less,
carry-on,
right?
An empty one.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, you can bring little hand sanitizers.
Right.
When you get past security, go to the bathroom, put some hand sanitizer, fill it with water. When you get onto the plane, lightly spray your seat. Not to make it wet, so you're sitting there soaking wet. But spray your seat lightly so that you won't feel it. And this way, if it's material, you know, or if even if it's the leather or plastic stuff, just wipe it down.
There you go.
And then, you know, you'll have to, when you go through security connecting or something, you'd have to empty it out. But that, I thought, was a great idea.
That's a great
idea. If we all just be careful and take care and stop getting too fearful. Not to say that we shouldn't be listening.
Right.
But just think about it.
Be rational.
Yeah. Be rational is a great way to say it.
Exactly.
And you know what? By September, we'll all be in Italy and enjoying ourselves and having a good time. And hopefully we will forget about this.
Exactly. We'll all be hopefully a long gone memory. So if you're interested, please reach out. KSRO@travelwise.net.
Something else, if someone really wants to travel, I think Alaska is good right now and Canada and the Caribbean.
Oh, great.
So if you're thinking of changing that European trip to somewhere else, think of that way, because so far, so good.
Okay, great. Those are good tips. And also, what is the phone number if people want to reach out to you?
It's 707-935-WISE. That's 935-9493. Or send me an email to KSRO@travelwisewithaz.net.
All right. We'll see you next week. This is KSRO.